This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's the better word for the social media platforms? Mm-hmm. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter is at, it's Good Day On Air. You can also participate by going to gooddayshow.com. That's where all the charts are listed, along with the talkers.com website. So at number 10 on the story list, I think this is very appropriate. We spent a good deal of time on the Good Day program this week talking about Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac, what she contributed to American, and not just to American pop culture, but to the world of music.
Yeah.
And the world of music is for the world. Fleetwood Mac, one of the great, not good, but great performing groups. All of these people that are in there are artists, and McVie was one of them.
Known.
Yeah.
All, just very deserving of all of their accolades.
Yep, right. There's something, you make love and fun. Everything, I've heard that song so many times since the other day when she passed away. But it is, it's a great song. Isn't that fun? Think about it. You make love and fun. Number 9, the World Cup. Man, what a fiasco. What in the world is going on with all of this hoopla? And it mostly starts with the Iranians and then goes uphill, downhill, side hill from there. And it goes on. This thing seems like it's been going on forever. How long has this actually been going on, the World Cup series? And is it this long every year?
Just since the end of last week, really, because you have the different groups, then they have to get down to 16 teams, and then it becomes a knockout. And so there is one left standing.
So as we do this program, there is a bit of controversy and a question about why Japan's goal against Spain stood despite appearing, and I'm looking at a picture of this and some of the video, it went out of bounds, out of play, so to say. They were playing in Qatar. This dumped Germany out of the World Cup. Japan scored it to take the lead during its 2-1 win over Spain. So I don't know why would the win over Spain dump the Germans out? I guess that the Germans, I don't get how they score all of this stuff. And maybe I'm not supposed to, but
Was this still with the group play? Because it's a point system. So if they end up getting more points from their game.
Like I
said this week, I'm so bad at this because
no,
I'm
you're much better than I am at it.
Dungeon, USA.
Much
but
better.
So if they were still, if they hadn't fully made it to their 16 round yet, then that they probably were kicked out because of the point system.
All right. Got it. Thank you. That was very good. All right. Next up at number 8, kind of down toward number 1, the situation in Ukraine. The Russians are getting their hats handed to them in a manner of speaking. I don't know, other than the sort of one-upsmanship, way Ukrainian can say, a small country, 56 million people? 56 million people live in Ukraine versus, I think, about 230 million live in Russia. And so, the Russian population is less than ours, even though they cover a lot more ground. The country's a lot bigger, but it's a horrible place, between Siberia and basically places. And southern Russia, not bad. That's why they want to get a hold of Ukraine, because of the ability that they have to grow certain crops well there. They have lots of assets.
Putin's desire to do up the Soviet Union again and be the one to do so.
Right. Yeah. No. He's not going to be able to do that. I'm telling you for sure. Okay. Let's see here. At number 7, the relationship between Twitter and Apple. So I see that Elon Musk has said that he squashed the beef he had with Tim Cook, who is the fellow that runs Apple. They said they had a productive meeting. Elon says he met with Tim Cook. They enjoyed a tour of Apple together in California, their headquarters. And then they got down to brass tacks.
Called the whole thing a misunderstanding about potentially being removed from the App Store.
Uh-huh. Remember, Elon went nuclear on Apple to begin the week, though.
Elon, the way he tweets is very reminiscent of former President Trump, where it almost feels like anything that comes to his mind is coming out his fingertips.
Well, under the circumstances. No, it's not. It's thought-provoking. It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. And so he apparently tagged Tim Cook's account on Twitter, and that got a response. They sat down. Elon says Tim was clear that Apple never considered removing Twitter from the App Store.
So where that misunderstanding came from, we don't know. But here's one of the fascinating things. If you are not familiar with Twitter, when you tweet something out, there's a little thing at the bottom of that tweet that says which device you are using, and pretty much all of Elon's tweets come from an iPhone.
So there you go. There's a reason in and of itself, right? To make sure things are good. All right, let's see here. Number six is China. All right. So the Chinese are having a tough time, and they deserve every bit of the problem. They're doing the whole business about restrictions, the COVID restrictions. The government has showed a willingness. They're buckling into all the protests from people far and wide in China who are sick. Now they're finally getting the information about COVID and what it did to the Chinese economy. And the fact that it started there, the fact that it was planted in the world arena, the world stage by them, they were up to no good. And now 2.5 or 3 years later, they're being caught with the leadership of China with their pants down. And so now all of the nationwide protests calling for the removal of Xi, the president, the fact that China has very low vaccine rates, and that's what the people who are protesting say, we want to have the vaccine. You're not making it available because you're making it and selling it elsewhere around the world. So this brings into question a lot of things, doesn't it, really, when you get down to brass tacks? First of all, why are we having the vaccines?
Irony.
Yeah, exactly. Very ironical. But why are the vaccines made there? Because the drug companies want to have them made where they're cheap so they can make more money. Are they ever going to think about anything but the bottom line? There's got to be more to life and to how we live than always looking for the bottom line. At some point, you got to look for quality, not quantity. Do the bean counters that run all these corporations, not only here in America but around the world, they see that? And apparently people are beginning to see it because the economy in China is suffering because of what they created with COVID. Duh. Anyway, I don't know. I find the whole thing. They're vulnerable. It's too bad the people have to pay. Maybe this is the takeaway. Too bad the people have to pay, in some cases with their lives, because of the scurrilous nature of their no good leadership. And, you know, the continuing focus on how the Chinese government says, we can be communists and capitalists at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you? I guess
they believe they can.
They have. They've successfully.
So much censorship happening, too.
Yeah, censorship is what people are railing against as well. And unemployment. I mean, the country's in turmoil. And it doesn't get played up for some reason in our news media and even in the world stage. This hasn't been played up now because there's so much of it, it can't be ignored. But how long have we been talking about it? The little bits and pieces that I've pulled out of things like the Epoch Times, but elsewhere, of what was going on. It just seems nobody wanted to tell the story because they're all afraid of big, bad China. Maybe I'm not smart enough to be afraid of big, bad China, the big Chinese bear, right? Mm-hmm. Did you see the story this week? Did we talk about this on the air or off the air about the bear? There's a movie, a true movie that Elizabeth Banks has produced and directed about a bear who is addicted to cocaine.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
What's it called? It's like Cocaine Bear or something like that, right?
Something like that.
Yeah,
right.
The true story of this bear that just got into some cocaine and ran wild. I don't recall talking about this specific story, the real story, but I do know that we discussed a similar, somewhat similar story. It wasn't cocaine, but it was some kind of honey that was cross-pollinated
laced
with some psychedelic flower or something like that.
It was some meth. I think it was meth. So
it was something.
That sounds scary as hell.
Kind of situation, and a bear got into it and was just basically like stoned off its behind in sitting in the back of a truck, like a tailgate of a truck.
Yeah, I have great respect and regard for Elizabeth Banks. I think she's a good actress. She's a good television host.
And
she's obviously
smart.
Very smart.
She's educated.
Yeah, she grew up in Western Mass. She's from Pittsfield. And so she was trying everything. She's been television, been in a lot of movies. She's produced movies, directed movies, the last Charlie's Angels movie. But she's done something even since then. And now this bear thing. She was in a movie. Oh, I know what it was. There was a movie that came out a month or so ago about a woman suffering from breast cancer. And she was the star of that. It was very provocative. It didn't get as usual. It was like a Netflix thing. So they didn't want to put it out in the theaters, they'd rather have people watch it at home. Don't get me going on that. You talk about going bananas with the story of Netflix and Apple TV and all that stuff. Okay, well, we've got lots of food for thought here at 18 after. This is the Good Day Overview of what's going on News Talk Radio.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
During treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our late in the week overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Comments and thoughts regarding some of the stories of the week on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. I wonder if Elon Musk looks at our Twitter account. What do you think? Big time if he does.
Ooh, yeah. Especially if we were to tweet at him, use his handle in a tweet. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I'm a little afraid of him. I've been a little too nervous to tweet at him.
Oh, come on.
Trying to get us banned or anything.
Oh, come on. All right. So
his minions on us.
Yeah. All right. People and their thoughts on the charts this week. Will you please go through some of these with us so we can acknowledge the folks that took the time to respond to some of our questions and to think about some of the issues of the week, Jay?
Yes. John Z asks, how is Adam Schiff not brought up on charges for lying to Congress during Trump's impeachment?
Well, because there are so many other people who have lied, there would be a forever, it would be like forever in court. Adam Schiff is a gas bag, and if you acknowledge him, you see, you give these people too much power. That's the problem. The news media gives them more power than they have. He's a gas bag phony. And you just understand that when anything comes out of his mouth, he's an advocate for his own positions on things. And so with that in mind, you know, you just kind of, okay, so what? Next. Mm-hmm. All right, so next.
Next. Teddy Cosmos says, yay, formerly known as Kanye West, and Fuentes is an obvious setup with Mitch and Pelosi at the helm. They are taking advantage of someone who is mentally ill.
That's nonsense. Nobody's taking advantage of anything. This guy puts himself out there. Why does, Mr. Cosmos, why do you think that everything is all about how bad Pelosi, well, the leadership, I'm certainly happy to take shots at any of these culprits, but
he's, you see, things are related.
No, not at all. Okay, well, next.
He's definitely encouraged to act a certain way because he still has such a fan base. And he refuses to get help for his mental illness. Mm-hmm. Moving on, Terry Seavey says the protests in China, Russia's invasion on Ukraine, and the World Cup happenings are the only news stories that matter right now.
Really? Isn't that interesting? China, I'm with him on that. The invasion, yep, I'm with him on that. I don't think you don't have a hat trick here, sir, with me. The World Cup doesn't mean a damn thing to me.
A hat trick.
But to a lot of people it does. That's why people are paying attention to it. Yeah. All right, what's Melody got on her mind?
All right, now, missing from the charts is the story of the uber-expensive fashion house Balenciaga being struck down for its hideous ad campaign featuring little children 3 or 4 years old in sexualized poses.
Yeah.
Why is this not on the list?
Yeah.
There are children holding these bondage-dressed bears. This is how babies and children become victims and pedophiles. Who are the victims of pedophiles who prey on the innocent, and I hope Balenciaga fails. This is something that we've discussed throughout the week, but it's not on the charts.
It is not, and maybe it's because we take a different approach to a lot of the stories. This is not a political story, and many, if not most, of the things that register on the charts have to do with political people and issues, that sort of thing, coming
Even
and going.
The World Cup has underlying political information to it.
Right.
News.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Does anybody still care if public figures get COVID?
Yeah, that's the question. Bill Clinton said that he has a mild case. Susan Aspiotes says some things should be private, and even celebrity/public figures deserve this. A lot of times they're the ones putting this out there, kind of.
Yeah.
It seems to serve their own agenda of whether or not to be vaccinated.
Yep.
Jeff Schmidt says, of course we care, but do we need to hear about it every time? I think it's considered old hat at this point, and there are obviously more impending issues that we should be addressing.
All right. There they are, some of your thoughts. Thanks for sharing. Keep sharing on our social media here on the Good Day program. It's 28 past the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday's Georgia Senate runoff will be close, and the final Senate seat will be determined. Senator Raphael Warnock, the incumbent and Democrat from Georgia, is promoting lower drug costs for all Georgians. Republican Herschel Walker is pointing out the terrible economy and Warnock's willingness to support President Biden's overspending inflation. Congress is looking at legislation later this week that would scrap the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members. A rollback of the policy could be included in the National Defense Authorization Act, which is set to be released today. Residents of Moore County in central North Carolina faced a second night of freezing weather without power on Sunday after vandals opened fire on two electric substations. The U.S. soccer team's journey to the World Cup ended over the weekend with a loss to the Netherlands 3-1.
I'm super proud of the boys' performance today.
U.S. Captain Tyler Adams, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, Christmas is in the air. That doesn't take away from our discussion of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. As we get closer to Christmas, it'll be more of a part. I'm sure that week of Christmas, it becomes part of the story list from Talkers Magazine, which is what we're going through. Jay Kirshner and I, Jennifer's not with us this week. We're sort of mingling in among the stories. Sometimes this is a companion hour to the piece that I do with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He is here with us every week as well, talking about some of these things and the ancillary stuff going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The number five item this week is a discussion of the student loan program, the forgiveness of it, and I think we've covered that fairly well, mostly because of my angst about it. You think that's true, Jay? We talk about more things because I'm...
Yeah, and I feel like we kind of keep echoing it. It's like a broken record because we keep saying the same thing where it sounds good in theory, and it's...
Yeah.
It's, obviously, it's good for whoever can take advantage of it, who needs it. That's wonderful, but it does not fix what the issue actually is.
Nope. It doesn't. It doesn't fix it at all. So, I don't know. Most of all that needs to be said has been said. So I kind of want to bounce to the people list for a moment, because at number five, I should probably go through the list just quickly. Christine McVie is at 10, Elon Musk and Tim Cook tied for number 9, Stuart Rhodes is at 8, Adam Schiff is at 7, Ron DeSantis is 6. Number 5, tie between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. Herschel Walker more and more appears to be someone who is distanced from the truth, much as anything else. And I thought one of the interesting parts of the story that came out of Georgia this week, Jay, was the fact that the lieutenant governor said he didn't vote for either one of them. Which is, his name is Jeff Duncan. He's the outgoing lieutenant governor of Georgia. He's a Republican, but he said that he couldn't find any reason to vote for Herschel Walker or Raphael Warnock. That's an amazing statement. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Exactly. Yeah. Good for them, because you know what? Too often we are voting for, we're not voting to put somebody in office. We're voting to keep somebody out
keep
of
somebody
office.
From, yeah,
and that's
exactly.
Just awful.
Yep. He said, I was thinking about it. I was going in to vote, and then I sat and thought about it for an hour or so, and then I went in to vote. But that tells you, and I think this is it. When are the people running? You see, the parties themselves, that mechanism that has a stranglehold on the reality of how elections are conducted. Most people, when you look at the polls or in circumstances like ours, when we talk to folks or they're sharing their thoughts with us on social media after we've talked about something on the air, this whole business of the Electoral College to a point, but more the confusion that surrounds, it's like people feel, and I think they're right, that the leaders of the Republican National Committee and the Republican Party and the Democratic National Committee and the party are purposely trying to confuse and misuse their authority to screw up the election process to get it to go in their favor. That's how much control they have, way too much control over a process that should be 100%. The American public should be guaranteed that their vote, this is a sacred right of Americans. And to have it footballed around like these GD politicians are doing to try to get a strangle. And I mean, that woman, Carrie Lake, who says before the election, the egomaniac that she is, if I don't win, it'll be a crooked election. Who the hell are you?
Ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, but back to what is going on in Georgia, neither of these candidates, and I think I said this early on, neither of them are special in any way. Neither of them have any real good grasp of the issues or have a good reason for being a senator, except I want to be. Right. I want to be famous. I want to be well known.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to serve the public? You think Herschel Walker gives a damn about the people? He doesn't even live in Georgia, as it turns out. What did
you say? Yeah, no, apparently his rental his property in Georgia was put up as a rental property last year or the year before. But also think about all these people who look at athletes or other celebrities who are not in politics who try to throw their hat in the ring or say how they feel about certain things. And people are always like, shut up and do what your main job is, or shut up and play this sport or whatnot. And where are those people regarding Herschel Walker? Because he's a football player.
Yeah. There. Well, if you're a particular party and it's news radio oriented, news talk radio oriented, they get a pass. Oh, he's a wonderful, imagine how wonderful it is to have a black man as a major Republican candidate. Why should it make any difference whether he's black or white? Why should it make any difference whether he was a football player or not? He's not qualified. And then you could say, well, what qualifies him? I think being able to tell the truth is probably one thing. It's like I've said about Fetterman in Pennsylvania. He's not qualified to be a senator either. And you can say, well, who are you to say that? I'm telling you, if I was in Pennsylvania, I wouldn't have voted for either of those two guys either. I would probably have leaned toward voting for Dr. Oz, because I think he's pretty smart. He's made a few gaps. That's not true. I probably would have voted for Oz if I lived in Pennsylvania. But I wouldn't vote for either of these two boobs that are in Georgia by any stretch of the imagination. I'd have left it blank or I'd have written Jay Kirshner's name in.
Well,
she's more qualified.
You.
Yeah.
I have written NOPE, N-O-P-E, as write-in before because when voting for somebody who was running unopposed.
Yeah.
And there was nobody else to really write in. It was like, you know what? We don't need a mayor.
No.
No mayor is better than that mayor.
Right. Again, and remember the stories of the dog that get elected someplace in Montana as the mayor?
Yes.
Now that sounds like an answer to the problem right there. Okay, so let's see here. Kevin McCarthy, he's on the people list. What more can you say about him? He's another one of these phony balonies that is just looking for a chance to wear his $1,000 suit. Okay, number three on the list is Kanye West. And I'm not sure there's anything else to be said about this. People have tried to couple it with the number one on the stories list, which is Trump and what's going on with him. But there's not much that hasn't been said about Kanye West, whether it's individually or the fact that he brought Nick Fuentes to lunch, and that Trump seems to be, and all the people who support him are trying to come up with a back. I love listening to a couple of talk radio hosts this week try to cover this up. You sound foolish. There's no covering up that this guy is a jerk, Fuentes. He's a jerk. And not only doesn't disqualify him from speaking to another, to a potential president of the United States, but people who deny the Holocaust or people who are anti-Semitic like that, how do they have a place on the stage? They represent a thought. A lot of people, unfortunately, agree with them. I say unfortunately because this isn't about anti-Semitism as much as it is anti-historical. It's maybe a combination of both. And maybe, Nick, do yourself a favor. Watch Schindler's List. Go find a copy of it and watch it. Or find it playing on TV someplace. At any rate, all right, so I'm getting worked up. So maybe.
Hopefully so, too.
Yeah, I just think this guy has no reason for occupying time and space and taking oxygen out of the room. Maybe that's it. At any rate, we'll pause for a moment here. You're listening to our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, based on the charts published and prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year, KFC's $5 Famous Bowl, starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a ho-ho whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
A humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, 45 at the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side with opinions, stories. Well, you know what we didn't, I just forgot a minute or two ago when we were talking about what's going on with Elon Musk. If you didn't hear this, he suspended Kanye from Twitter after Kanye posted a swastika.
Mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten about that another way. So, under the circumstances, are we giving, with all the attention, it seems the news media loves to make an example or to, in a sense, pick on somebody. I mean, you can make that argument about Trump because
like
he's
like a dog with a bone.
Yeah, he's a good foil for people who want to exercise control over what you think. I don't need you to tell me what to think about Donald Trump. I don't need you to tell me what to think about Kanye West. It's pretty obvious without all the editorializing, even in the way they place these stories, the New York Times is notorious for putting their advocacy pieces on the front page and trying to have you think that it's news. All the news that fit to print, baloney. All it is a rat pack of poisonous positions on things, and it's just,
yeah. Well, also, it depends on the person and not what they're doing, because look at Kanye West. He is still in the news. I heard a Kanye West song on the radio the other day, and Morgan Wallen, I'm not a fan of Morgan Wallen, and I'm not defending him, I'm just pointing this out, that he called one of his friends a racial slur, and he was essentially put in a cancel culture timeout for a year.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and listen, it doesn't always have to make sense, does it? The Joe Biden position as number one on the people is pretty obvious that it is what it is. It's always number one, or he is pretty much all the time. The guest for the first state dinner that Joe Biden had for Mr. Macron, the leader of France, 330 people were invited to the White House for a dinner. Pretty interesting list of folks who were invited. I wasn't invited, and you weren't invited, right?
Oh, I was. I had RSVP now. I had other obligations.
Really? Sorry about that. Look at everybody's talking about the dress that Jill Biden wore and the gown that Mrs. Macron wore. This is the governors who were there and the stars. Julia Louis-Dreyfus was there. And Stephen Colbert, one of the biggest phonies in the world, was there. So why does he get invited and I don't? It's, you know, it just shows you, or you don't. It just shows you that if you're on the side, and this is, I guess this is the way it's played. You know, you listen to Stephen Colbert every night, wasting your time and everybody else's with his blah, blah, blah. And the fact that he's a big liberal and a supporter of Joe Biden. Okay, let's make sure he's on the list. We want all of them who support. Man, that's the way it works. You got the bully pulpit? Yep. Robin Roberts, the anchor from Good Morning America, another one. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see who else was there. Jennifer Garner, John Legend. Let's see, the guy who's the president of the Navajo Nation. I didn't know they had a president. Did you? No, there was a separate president of the Navajo Nation. Oh, he showed up. Poet laureate. Let's see. Jennifer Garner was wearing velvet. It was kind of cold in New York.
Who cares what she was wearing, but at the same time, is there a bad thing anybody can say about Jennifer Garner? She is a true treasure.
Nah. Yeah, she's the best one on the list as far as I can see. Nancy Pelosi was there, and she did not sit at the same table as Kevin McCarthy. So Biden did invite at least one Republican. I know there were a bunch. There were Republicans who were there, but anyway, I just look at the comments and... apparently, Pelosi got to sit at the head table with the Bidens and the Macrons. McCarthy didn't. Nah, 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 nah. It's like, isn't it like playing in a sandbox? It's like, it's right, it's just like child's play. Mm-hmm. It is. Nah, 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 nah. I sit in the big table. You don't. Aye.
It's all like right, the popular kids.
Yeah. 10 before the hour.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%.
text the word money to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text money to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now we're happy to have the presence of His Eminence, Nicholas Q. Miles, here on the program, having just got off a plane from Munich. So you were over there checking out what kind of cars, what was the deal, why'd you go to Munich?
BMW took me over there to show me the vehicles that are coming in the future, and it was quite a mouth drop. We'll be able to talk about those come CES, which happens in January, which I'm sure we will be there. We will be there for you, Mr. Steffen.
Thank you, Mr. Miles.
Yeah. The future is very bright. It was very bright. There's a hint of what's coming. The future is very bright. But
so that means the colors of the cars are like they have star speckles and stuff on the paint. Is that the paint scheme?
Yeah, you're going to wait. So you're very close, actually, and we can talk about what they did last year. Was last year they showed a paint that actually changed color.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that. Really? I missed that one.
Yeah, so the car actually physically can change color while you drive. You can change the color of the car. They're going to take it a stage further this coming year, more to be revealed. But it's not. There's a lot of companies out there go, oh, we can do that, you know, here you go, and they should have showed something else. But other companies are showing the same thing where you have to turn the lights out and it sort of changes color, but then as soon as you have no power to the car, it changes back to its original color. That's, now BMW actually really have a paint that changes color, and if the power's not there, the new color stays on when it changes. So it's a real paint that really changes color. And that, you know, it brings up a whole bunch of stuff, like what if a cop's chasing you and you change your car color, that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of interesting car questions. And if you have a white car and it gets muddy, can you make it white again? Or loads of really cool questions came out. So, but this year they're going a whole bunch in new stuff coming out on top of that as well. It was fascinating, and we'll find more about that at CES. The BMW are doing crazy stuff. All these car companies are inventing stuff and talking about new stuff every year, and BMW are like, most of these guys are doing stuff that just doesn't make any sense, and what they're doing is doing stuff that really makes sense. Why are we trying to make electric cars that do ranges of 1,000 kilometers when people don't drive 1,000 kilometers? You know, that's what trucks do. Most people, they stop and they go to the bathroom for half an hour. Well, you know, if you have to, let's just plug the car in, because as soon as you put batteries in cars that are that big, they become so expensive and so weighty, it doesn't make any sense for people buying cars that are $300,000. So they're not concentrating on that. They're concentrating on real life stuff that people actually want to buy.
Sounds like stuff that you'd see in the next Fast and Furious movie. In fact, colors changing on a car.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about deliveries for popular brands. We've all been hearing the stories, and some of us have complained because we can't get new cars, and the price of used cars is crazy, although that seems to be modifying a little bit. So who's on the up and up when it comes to deliveries?
Yeah, it's interesting that reporting for car sales, a lot of people have gone to every 3 months now, so it's hard to tell who's doing well and who isn't. But the Japanese brands are reporting every month now on how they're doing. So they're actually doing really well. It looks like the sales for the last month are starting to trickle in. And some people are up as much as 10%, 52% for Toyota, Subaru up 43% in sales in the last month. We're on track to get to maybe 15 million cars at the end of the year, which is a lot better than was predicted. You know, we were almost at 17 million sales a couple of years ago.
Before the pandemic.
But and the pandemic, and then we were like, oh, we could be as low as 11 million sales. Mm-hmm. But we're maybe on track for 15 million sales at the end of this year. So it looks like it could be getting back to where we were originally. It's not as bad as we thought. We hate to see these car companies making huge amounts of money in the pandemic, which they were doing. But sales are actually creeping back up, so it looks like it could be making some serious, you know, we could be making some serious sales dents, but we won't know how the American brands did until the end of December, and that will be reported sometime in the first few days of January.
Interesting, the car names, Toyota, Hyundai, Kia, Mazda, Subaru, and Honda, those all Japanese brands and all do very well. All right, Nick, thank you. Nick Miles here from rautoexpert.com on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.